The Daily Gospel for Wednesday, the 1st of May, 2013. Wednesday of the 5th week of Easter. The Feast of Saint Joseph the Worker. The Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Saint John, chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit he will take away, and every one that beareth fruit he will purge it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean by reason of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same beareth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If any one abide not in me, he shall be cast forth as a branch, and shall wither, and they shall gather him up, and cast him into the fire, and he burneth. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. In this is my Father glorified, that you bring forth very much fruit, and become my disciples. Commentary of the day. Isaac of Stella, Cistercian monk. Sermon 16, first for the Septuagesima Sunday. I have all due respect for the opinion that faithfully and fittingly interprets this vineyard of our text as the whole church, Christ being the vine, Christians the branches, the Father the gardener and the rich man, the daylight the whole of time or the life of man, the hours the ages of the world or of individuals, the marketplace this world's grasping and insatiable business. But for my part, I view my whole self, soul and body both, and not just my soul, as the one vine that I may not neglect, but must dig about it and cultivate it to prevent it being overrun by unwelcome weeds and by the roots of other plants, or be smothered by its own offshoots. Pruned it must be, or it will grow wild. Trimmed so that it may yield more fruit. It must be altogether fenced in, or every passer-by will freely plunder it, the greatest danger of all being that the wild boar from the thickets may ravage it. Psalm 80, 14. To sum all this up briefly, it must be cultivated with the greatest care. Otherwise, the noble shoots of this choice vine will go to seed, will turn into a worthless vine, and, far from delighting both God and man, Psalm 104, 15, may only succeed in saddening both of them. It must also be guarded with the utmost watchfulness, that all the exertion spent on it and hopes placed in it may not be wiped out, either by stealthy stealing of those who devour the poor in secret, Habakkuk 3:14, or by sudden and unlooked-for disaster. It was in this sense, as though referring to a vine in his keeping, that the first man was given paradise, that, as Scripture says, according to Genesis 2:15, he should cultivate it and keep it.